Okay, we're on Nun Zayin Rebeis at the top of the Amud. Zakti Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hishkin v'nafal pasuk l'soch piv. Harei zeh revuah ketana. The person gets up early in the morning, and first thing in the morning, just all of a sudden, he blurts out a pasuk. It's just like it's nafal l'soch piv. It's a shtickle nevuah. It's a shtickle nevuah, that pasuk.
Well, that's what we
need to say. Tzarchid. We said something similar. We said mamash the exact same thing?
We said
There are three kings, and depending on which king you see, means something else. Haroet David b'chalom yitzapel l'chasidus. If you see David in your dream, you should look forward to chasidus. Shlomo yitzapel l'chachma. Achav yidag min apuranus. Right. So David is chasidus. Shlomo is chachma, and Achav is something not good. Zogdim maravaiter gimel neviim him. There's three neviim. Haroet sefer melachim. Yitzapel gedula. If you see Sefer Melachim, you should look forward to gedula. Yechezkel yitzapel chachma. Now we have four in our Gemara. We have Yeshaya yitzapel lenechama. Yirmiyah yidag min apuranus. The gra you see on the side takes out Yeshaya yitzapel lenechama because it doesn't really work with the three because we really end up with four. Zakti Gemara vayter shlosh ksuvim gedolim heim. There are three big ksuvim. Haroa Sefer Tehillim yitzapel chasidus. Mishle yitzapel chachma, Iov yidag min apuranus. So we have basically all these different svarim are symbolizing, representing different things. Shlosha ksuvim kitanim heim. There are three ksuvim kitanim, like minor ksuvim, so to speak. Haroa shira shirim bachalom yitzapel chasidus. Koheles yitzapel chachma. Kinos, which is a reference to Eicha, yidag min apuranus. Vaiter haro Megillas Esther neis nasel. If you see Megillas Esther in your dream, that means that a neis happened to you. Shloshe chachamim hey, there are three chachamim. Haro a Rebbe lachalom. If you see Rebbe Yudah Nasi, Yitzapel lachachma. Rebbe Loza ben Azaria, Yitzapel laashirus. He was a wealthy person. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Yidag min apuranus. He was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus, and he met a very terrible and tragic death. They skinned him alive. So that's why Yidag min Apuranus. Zakti Gemara Vayter, Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim Heim, Haro Ben Azai B'Chalom Yitzapel L'Chasidus, Ben Azai was known for his Chasidus, Ben Zoma Yitzapel L'Chachma, Acher, right, the Tan of Acher, Yidag min Apuranus. That's something not good. Zakti Gemara Kol Minei Chayos Yofos L'Chalom, all types of animals. You see animals in your dream, they're all good. Chutz Min Apil, Ve'akof, Ve'akfud. Except for a peel, which is an elephant, a kof is a monkey, and a kfud, Rashi says, is some sort of animal that's similar to a monkey, but it has a long tail, and it's called a martina, which is like some sort of, I think it's like some. I think I looked in the art school what this was, so they said it was called a marten, and it was some sort of weasel. Right, whatever. Tzarach here. So hold on. One second. We'll see. So all animals are good except for these three. But didn't we say that if you see a peel, that's something good? Same answer. One is with a saddle and one is without a saddle. No, just because we said in a different context.
Also, yeah. Why wouldn't they quote it on the bottom of these?
Why do we say it there?
Why
doesn't it say kfud over there?
Why doesn't it say kfud?
I don't know. I hear you.
It says peel and kfud, yeah. But it doesn't even say.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Zogdik maravaita komine mateches yofin lachalom. All types of metal. If you see them, they're good in a dream. Chutz mimar, which is a hoe. Pesel, which is some sort of, I don't know what it is. It's some sort of kli. Called a mattock. I don't know, I'm not sure what that is, but that's what the art scroll said for this kli. And vikardom is an axe. It's all referring to, if you see them, the metal piece attached to the handle. That's what we're talking about. With the exception of pagei tamara, which Rashi says are dates that are unripe dates. Those are not good. Every other type of fruit is good. Except for the tops of turnips. But didn't Rav say that I didn't get rich until I saw in my dream tops of turnips? when he saw them still attached to their stems. So that's something that's good, that signifies Ashirus, but otherwise it's not something good. All colors are good for a dream, except for Tcheles, and Rashi explains that it refers to like a greenish, and if your face is green, then you're sick. So that's what it's referring to. Komine ofo self in the chalom chutz min karyo ukefofa v'korfarai. All types of birds are good for dreams, with the exception of these three types of birds. I'm not even going to try to identify them, but one of them, I believe, is an owl. Rashi says the kefofa has cheeks that look like the cheeks of a person. So I believe that's an owl. An owl's got those cheeks. Okay. Zok de Gemara Viter. Now here we have a little simen that tells us about the coming piece of Gemara. Zok de Gemara Gimel Nechnas and Leguf Inaguf Nanameh. There are three things that enter a body, but the body does not get any benefit from those three things. What are they? Gudgonios, which are cherries. Vikafnios, which are, Rashi says, the type of bad date. Upage Tamara and unripe dates. Those are the three types of things. There are three things that do not enter the body, but the body still gets benefit from them. These are them: rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, and tashmish, which here is a reference to tashmish hamita. Shlosha me'ein ha'olam haba. There are three things that are me'ein olam haba. Elohim, Shabbos, shemesh, v'tashmish. Shabbos, right, is obvious. Shemesh is obvious. Tashmish, we'll see in a minute. Asks the Gemara, tashmish, demar. What type of tashmish are we talking about here? Ilay matashmish hamita. If you're saying tashmish hamita, hamechachesh kachish. Tashmish hamita makes a person's body weak. So you can't say that it's me'ein olam haba if it makes your body weak, even though it might give you pleasure. Ela tashmish nekavim. So rather, it's referring to tashmish nekavim, which are your orifices. I think that's the official name. The holes of your body, essentially using the restroom. Right? Using the restroom. When a person cleans his body out, that's me'ein olam haba. That's what the Gemara says here. Shlosh Meshivin Daito Shalada. There are three things that calm a person down. They give you a Yishiva Das, or maybe they restore your Das. These are them. Kol Umare Vereya. So Kol refers to, Rashi says, either nice music or the voice of the beautiful voice of a woman, right? Obviously a woman that you're allowed to hear her singing. Mare means seeing like a nice, pleasant picture. And reyach, a nice, pleasant smell. All of those things bring a person to Yishuv Hadas. Shlosha marchivin daito shalotim. There are three things that don't bring you to Yishuv Hadas, but they actually expand your das. They allow you to have an expanded das, whatever that means, but some sort of extra, special type of thought. Shalotim, what are they? Elohein dira na'a. A person has a nice home. Right, I mean, you have a nice home. You know, you're not distracted by the you know, the type of home you live in. You have a nice home. Isha na, you have a beautiful wife. Vekelim na'im, and beautiful things, beautiful possessions. So these things all lead to harchavas hadas, some sort of broadening of the mind. Zogdi Gemar Vayter, chamisha echad mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th of something. Eluhen, these are them: Eish, devash, v'shabes, v'sheina v'chalom. Okay, fire, honey, Shabbos, sleep, and chalom. Eish echad mishishim. I'm sorry. Eish echad mishishim legehenim. So fire is 1/60th of gehenim. Devash echad mishishim leman. Honey is 1/60th of the good taste of man. Shabbos echad mishishim leolam haba. Shabbos is 1/60th of olam haba. Shena echad mishishim lemisa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. So with the amounts that some people sleep, it's mamish like they're dead. Chalom. Echad mishishim lenevuah. A chalom is 1/60th of nevuah. So those are the five things that are 1/60th. Shisha dvarim simin yafa lechola. The following six things are a good sign for someone who's sick. Eluhein, these are them. Itush, which is sneezing. Zeya, sweating. Shulshul, diarrhea. Keri, which is seminal emission. Shena, sleep. Vachalom, and a dream. Now the Gemara brings psukim. Itush, tichsiv. How do we know that a sneeze is good for someone who's sick? Ati shosav. Tahel or, that your sneezes will bring light. Zeya dechsiv bezeas apecha tocha lechem. By the sweat of your brow you'll eat bread. It's something good. Shilshu dechsiv mihar tsoa lehipaseach velo yomos lashachas. And again, there's a play on words of tsoa and soa, that mihar tsoa right? Also play on the words Nihar Tzoah, or Tzoah. The Tzoah comes out quickly. So that's something that's considered a positive thing for someone who's sick. Keri Dechsiv Yire Zera Yarech Yomim, that a person sees Zera, and here also it's a play on the words that it's referring to a seminal emission, Yelav Yarech Yomim. Shein Dechsiv Yashanti Oz Yanuach Li, I slept and now I'm good. Chalom Dechsiv Atach Li Meini V'Hachayeni, I dreamt and now I lived. So these six things are good for sick people. If a person is not sick, has them, it's not necessarily good, right? It's only for sick people. Zog di maravaiter, what?
When you say you sneeze, you consider like sick inside, like the sneeze.
Yeah, well, we're talking about a sick person who's sneezing probably because of his sickness. So that's supposedly a good thing. Clears out the system.
Like that means like if you have a cold, that's considered like...
If you're sneezing, I guess the sneezing aspect is good for you. I'm not sure. Zakting Maravita Shisha Dvar Mirapinas Akhola Mikolyo Urufuasa Urufuasa Rufua. There are six things that heal a sick person from his sickness, and it's good, it works. It's the last thing healing. Eluane, these are them. Karuf, cabbage, Uturadin, Turadin are beets, Visisin, Pennyroyal. Whatever that is.
What?
Pennyroyal.
Pennyroyal.
Yeah. Okay? Well, I don't know what that is, but it's some sort of vegetable, I think. A season evasion, sorry, dry pennyroyal, not the fresh one,
yeah.
The dry one. Okay, I don't want you guys to get, purchase the wrong item. Vikeva, okay, and an animal's stomach, okay, an animal's stomach is also good for sick people. Veheres and an animal's womb, vioseres hakove, and the diaphragm of an animal. Those things are all good for you if you're sick. Okay, b'teavon. V'yesh omrim af dagim kitanim. Some say even small fish. Lo od ela shadagim kitanim mafrin umavrin kol gufo shaladim. Not only that, but dagim kitanim actually they heal like the entire body of a person. They're very good for a person. Zog di gemara vayter asar dvar machzirin es achola l'cholyo kasha. There are 10 things that make a person sick once again. Meaning even if he's getting better, but they'll make you sick again, and it's going to make it even worse. Ve'lu hay. Ha'ocha basar shor, if you eat ox meat, basar shamein, fatty meat, basar tzli, if you eat roasted meat, basar tziporim, bird meat, poultry, ubeitza tzlui, a roasted egg, v'tiglachas, which means you eat, if you shave, right? If you shave, it's something that's not good. V'shachalayim, which is cress, okay, some sort of thing. V'acholav, milk, not crest. Cress. The achala, which is milk, gvina, cheese, vehamerchatz, and washing. So all those things are not good. V'yeshomrim afe gozim. Some say that even walnuts are not good. V'yeshomrim af kishuim. Some say cucumbers. Tana debi Rabbi Yishma, lama nikra shman kishuim. Why are they called kishuim? Neshem kashim laguf kicharovos. They're bad for your body like swords. It's not good. Frekti gemara, ini, is that true? V'yoksiv, it doesn't the pasuk say, v'yomer Hashem, lo shnei goyim bevitneich. This was the pasuk by Rivka. You have two nations in your womb. Al tikrei goyim ela geyim. And Chazal said you could also play on the words, not goyim, but it's geyim, the proud ones. V'amar Rav Yehuda Marav elu Antoninus v'Rebbe. This is a reference to Antoninus v'Rebbe, who descended we all did. Shelo pasak mishulchanim lo tznon v'lo chazeres v'lo kishuin. Right, they always had it on their table. Tznon, which is radish, chazeres, which is lettuce, and kishuin, cucumbers. They always had them at their table. Lobi mosachama, velobi mosachshamim, and they had them whether they were in season or out of season. That's how wealthy these people were. They were able to get even the produce that was out of season. So it sounds like kishuim is something good, because here we're praising the tables of Antoninus v'Rebbe that they had kishuim. So the Gemara says, lo kasha habiravri habizutri. No, big kishuim are bad for your body. Little kishuim are good. So if little cucumbers, those are good for your body. Zogting maravaiter tanurabonon. Mace babayis, shalom babayis. If you have a dream and you see a dead person in the house, that means that there's going to be peace in the house. Dead people can't fight. If you have a dead guy who's eating and drinking in your house, simin yafa labayis. That's something good. Okay? The Zokti Gemara Vaiter, not al kalim in abayis, simin ralabayis. But if you see that this dead guy is taking kalim out of your house, that's not something good. Tirgum Rav Papa. So Rav Papa understood this to mean the Mesana Visandala. He understood this to mean that if the dead person, if the corpse is taking out shoes and sandals, that's something that's not good, because then it implies that people will be leaving your house, meaning maybe people in your household will die. So that's something that's not good. Says the Gemara, called the Shakil Shichva Me'alei, anything that a corpse takes out of a body in a dream is good, barmi misanav sandala, with the exception of shoes and sandals. Called the Yoyv Shichva Me'alei, anything that a corpse puts into a house in a dream is good, barmi afra v'chardala, with the exception of dirt and mustard. So Rashi says that dirt is a sign that there's going to be a kvura soon. So that's not a good sign. What the mustard is, I'm not sure.
Mustard gas.
Maybe. Probably not.
No, a lethal gas.
I'm not sure. Zagdi Maravaiter. Okay, now, Abayi, so we're getting back more to some halachic stuff here. Okay, for those guys who are all worn out by the agadah.
I think cucumbers are bad for pregnant.
Ouch. Interesting. Okay, never heard that. You gotta ask my wife, I don't know. Zakti Gemara.
I'm pretty sure I heard that in the Torah.
Makom shenekra mimeno avodos giluvim. So the Mishnah said, if you remember back at the Mishnah, all the way at the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah said that a place that avodah zarah was uprooted from, that place, you make a special bracha. Zakti Gemara. Tan Rabban Aroa Markulis, if you see Markulis was a certain type of avodah zarah, Omer Baruch shenasan arachapayim lo'ovre ritzono. You make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient with those who sin. Malcolm Shenakram Imen Avodos Kochavim, if you see a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted from it, Omer Baruch Akarakum Yartzenu. We make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the Akum, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, from our land. Kashem Shenakram Imakum Zeh Kein Te'akir Mikol Mekomos Yisrael. That just like it was uprooted from this place, so too it should be uprooted from all Jewish places. V'hashev Lev Ovdeihem Le'ovdecha. And you should return the hearts of those who are serving them to serve you. Ubechutzlaretz ein tzarich lomar v'hashiv lev avdeim le'avdecha, but in Chutzlaretz you don't say that line, b'nei sheruba ovdei kochavim. Because in Eretz Yisrael it could be referring to the Jews, but in Chutzlaretz it's mostly goyim, so it sounds like you're referring to the goyim, and you know, we don't need to say that. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, no, af v'chutzlaretz tzarich lomar kein. Even in Chutzlaretz you got to say that line, b'nei sheasidim lizgayim, because even the goyim, eventually they're going to convert. Shenem Ars, the pasuk says, as epoch el amim, safa v'rura, I'm going to flip the nations to a clear tongue. That's a reference that that all the nations of the world are eventually going to convert and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Huh?
Is that true?
At some point.
Yeah.
That's what Rosh Hashanah Lazar says. Darash Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Darshind Harova. Now we're back to dreams, sorry. But we'll... Harova Bavel Harisha'a Tzarech Levari Chamesh Brachos. If you see the evil Bavel, you have to make five brachos. If you see different things, not talking about just you see the country, you got to make five brachos. But if you see different things in the country, you have to make five brachos. Ra Bavel, Omer Baruch Shehechriv Bavel Harasha. If you see Bavel, you just make the bracha of Baruch Shehechriv Bavel Harasha. Ra Beisol Shon Nebuchadnezzar. If you see Nebuchadnezzar's house, Omer Baruch Shehechriv Beisol Shon Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. Make a bracha that Hashem destroyed his house. Ra Gov Shel Arios, O Kivshon Haesh. If you see the lion's den that Daniel was trapped in, or you see the furnace that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah escaped from, Omer Baruch Shas and Nisim Avos Sinem B'Makom Hazeh, right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim for our Avos. Ra Markulis, if you see this Avodah Zarah in Bavel, Omer Baruch Shanas and Arachapam over Ritzono, Ra Makom Shenotlin Mimenu Afar, if you see a place where they take dirt from it, and Rashi gives two explanations here about the dirt. He says that either it means that there's a place where no animal can leave that land unless they put some of the dirt of that land on the animal, which is a sign of the destruction of that place, because this place apparently was destroyed after the Khurban and never rebuilt. And some say that they would take dirt from here and use it for building materials. But essentially the idea is that this area in Bavel was destroyed and never was rebuilt. So this is a symbol of the Babylonian destruction. So if you see this place of destruction, Baruch Omer Va'ose Gozer Mekayim, the blessed is Hashem who is Gozer Mekayim. He said he was going to destroy, and he taka destroyed this place, and it was never rebuilt. Rava Ki Avachazi Chamra De Shakli Afra, when Rava saw donkeys carrying dirt from this place, Tarif Luhu Yod Al Gabayu, he would slap them on the back. the Amar, and he said, Rehutu tzadike, he said, righteous ones, run, lemeavad reusa demaraychu, to fulfill the will of your master. Meaning, this is what Hashem wants, this place is destroyed, givaldik. Marbere de Ravina, ki ava moti lebavel, when Marbere de Ravina went to Bavel, ava shokil afra besudare, he would take some of the dirt in his turban, b'shadi lebaran, he would throw it outside this place, l'kai mashin emar, v'tete siya, b'matate hashmeid. That basically you sweep away, it's like the broom, we sweep away with the broom of destruction. So that's what he's doing. He took the dirt and he threw it away, like sweeping with the broom of destruction. He said, this statement of Rav Hamnuna, that if you see these different sites of Bavel, you have to make five brachos, I never heard about this. But I made these brachos on my own, even without hearing from Rav Hamnuna. We'll stop here for today.